From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro said soldiers quelled what he called a terrorist attack on a military base in the northwest city of Valencia Sunday. Two were killed, eight captured. Several others escaped with seized weapons.
Así que el primer grupo huyó.
Mr. Maduro said the first group in the pre-dawn raid fled before the military could react, taking weapons from the base. He said most of the attackers were civilians led by a handful of military personnel. Georgia State University political science professor Jennifer McCoy said some military personnel are uneasy about growing repression in this South American country.
I'm not surprised that there would be some dissent within the military. There have already been perhaps up to 100 military personnel expressing their dissent from the government and detained at some point or another.
The attack was apparently led by a former National Guard officer who insisted it was not a coup but a civic military action to restore constitutional order. It comes just days after a government-sponsored election that formed a new constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. The opposition said that is aimed at keeping Mr. Maduro in power. One of its first acts was to remove the country's dissident top prosecutor, Luisa Ortega Diaz. At least 11 people were killed and several others were wounded Sunday in an attack on a southeast Nigerian church. At least one gunman opened fire on worshippers at St. Philip's Church in Ozubulu near the city of Onitsha. It appears to have been caused by a personal feud between two people in the community. The gunman's apparent target was not in the church at the time of the attack. The attack condemned by President Muhammadu Buhari as an appalling crime. This is VOA News. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi Sunday said in Manila that he's had very thorough talks with his North Korean counterpart, Ri Yong-ho, on the sidelines of a meeting of Southeast Asian nations. He urged the North Korean diplomat to calmly assess last week's latest round of UN Security Council sanctions following Pyongyang's latest intercontinental ballistic missile tests. Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Orper said there appears to be a growing consensus. The North needs to be engaged in dialogue to defuse tensions.
It seems to be the consensus that we need to get to the negotiating table sooner than not, given North Korea's dramatic increases in terms of missile and nuclear enhancements.
Orper estimates that the latest sanctions could cost the North up to $1 billion in lost revenue. Members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations late Sunday issued a communique emphasizing the importance of non-militarization and self-restraint in the South China Sea. It voiced concerns about land reclamation and activities that erode trust and increase tensions, a reference to China. University of New South Wales Professor Emeritus Carl Thayer said it was a compromise aimed at avoiding antagonizing Beijing.
Vietnam was obviously definitely the one pushing strongest for even for a legally binding code of conduct. And that section was removed. And there are other quibbles along the way. But it's clear that Cambodia and the Philippines were those most active in trying to delete and succeeding all the critical references.
ASEAN foreign ministers also adopted a negotiating framework for a code of conduct in the South China Sea. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in Manila Sunday that he believed his U.S. counterparts are ready to continue dialogue despite bilateral tensions. Last week, President Donald Trump signed a new sanctions law targeting Moscow, which retaliated by ordering a deep cut in U.S. diplomatic staff. Israel announced Sunday it plans to ban the Al Jazeera news network. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Qatar-based media outlet of inciting violence at holy sites in Jerusalem. David Lesh is a history professor at Trinity University in Texas.
For the Israelis, the move also appeases its burgeoning anti-Iran alliance with some Arab states, including Saudi Arabia and the UAE. And as we know, they are in a bit of a rift with Qatar and have demanded and expelled in the past Al Jazeera out of their states, as well as Egypt and Jordan.
Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar early last month, accusing it of funding terrorism and being too close to Iran. An Iranian soldier opened fire on his comrades at a military firing range south of Tehran Sunday, killing four, wounding several. No motive given. State television said it was either an accident or a result of a mental problem. Last month, another soldier opened fire on his colleagues, killing three military personnel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.